Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The U.S. Small Business Administration recently announced their annual award winners, and in our state, the 2024 Female Small Business Person of the Year went to the only real estate company in South Carolina that is certified as a woman-owned small business. Tiffany Johnson Wilson is president and CEO of Johnson & Wilson Real Estate Company, and she joins us by phone now from her company in Somerville, South Carolina. Tiffany, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on this honor.
Thank you. I was surprised myself. I think some employees had nominated the company, and I was pleased to hear of the award. So thank you.
So now tell us about your company and how it all got started.
Well, I got into real estate in 2000. By 2006, I had climbed the charts, became top 1% in the world, started training, mentoring other agents in the community and throughout the state. And by 2013, I decided to open my own company. From there, we have since opened construction company under the brand, a title company, mortgage company, development. Our office locations are in Charleston, Columbia, and Somerville, with our main office located in Charleston, close to downtown.
All right, so tell us about your experience in the real estate industry lately. There, of course, have been challenges with higher interest rates. Has all of that affected your business?
Sure, all of it affects the business a little bit. But one thing that we have done is we've set ourselves apart by innovating and having the residual businesses and a lot of special programs that are unique to our company. As the market's changed, we've been able to innovate and change with the market and the growing needs that people have. There have been a lot of changes in the industry from class action lawsuits affecting commissions and regulations to, you know, interest rates, and it all affects us. But we learn how to innovate and go with the flow, so we've been blessed.
Share a little bit more about the effects you are seeing of that class action lawsuit involving the National Association of Realtors. I'm guessing maybe people have been asking you about, will our commission rates come down?
Yeah, sure. That's been a common question. And what we say is kind of what we've always said. You know, we believe in and you pay for the service you receive. So we are firm with what we charge to our clients. Commissions have always been negotiable, and they've always been able to be paid by the buyer and or the seller, actually. The class action lawsuit affected nationally more than it did in our state because a lot of the things that the class action lawsuit is implementing, we've been doing in South Carolina already.
Are you seeing more competition on prices as far as commission rates go? Are competitors advertising anything different? Is it getting aggressive in any way in that regard?
Sure, it is a little bit. We've seen agents offering varied commissions, as they've always done, but they seem to vary more now than it has in the past. We're working with that and, again, educating the buyers and letting them know, you know, what they're responsible for paying and the services they'll receive for that.
In our state, South Carolina has been an in-migration state for several years now. Are you seeing that most of these people moving into South Carolina now, are they mostly retirees as we've been hearing, or are we seeing a good mix across age groups?
Yeah, we are seeing a good mix across age groups, but a lot of virtual workers, people that are able to work from home now, seems to be over the past 3 years what we're getting the biggest influx of, more than retirees, has been that work from home, middle age demographic is what we're seeing the most of. But, you know, it's not unusual seeing people come out of college. They decide to stay put. They want to stay in South Carolina. They came here just for the colleges, and now they're saying, I want to make this my permanent home. That's happening. We're seeing people coming from Florida saying, hey, we retired in Florida, but it's way too hot there, so we want to come up to the Carolinas, as well as up north. As of late, we've had some people out from California come this way.
Well, Tiffany, once again, congratulations on this recent award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tiffany Johnson Wilson is president and CEO of Johnson & Wilson Real Estate Company in Charleston. She was recently named the 2024 Female Small Business Person of the Year from the South Carolina U.S. Small Business Administration Office. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.